What's happening? This is the Thousand Errors Podcast. You should have went and grabbed that tree, because now I'm fucking irritated as fuck. My name is Juju Gray. This nigga's a bitch.
That's your fucking fiend. That's your drug addiction.
Nah, my ass. Nigga, you just a whole ass nigga. My nigga, like...
Your boy Nice is back. I just wanted to let you know. I'm back. They didn't even introduce me. They just start going at it. I'm back.
Tell them who your whole ass is.
They know who I am.
You a hoe. That's who you are.
Look, don't be mad because you ain't. You're not me.
I done spared you this whole year.
I'm going to play some Puff Daddy in a minute.
We got 2 more days left in the year.
I'm going to play some Puff Daddy in a minute if you keep on.
Before the year.
Look. Can't nobody hold me. Oh, no.
It's 2019.
You got to keep on moving.
I'm not going to shake the ice. Don't worry about what's in my cup.
This nigga drinking punch.
He drinking some fucking juice. Talking about some don't wear my cup. Type of nigga a double cup of soda. Tell you about these hoes.
What's the deal, man? Besides you acting like a hoe.
Look, you always look. You got some beef.
I'm trying to change the subject. I'm trying to change the subject.
Speak your mind.
Tell the listeners.
And I told this nigga in the beginning. Look,
we got guests here. That's how you acting in front of guests.
No. Fuck that.
I ain't no fucking guest.
I told this nigga, don't stress yourself out. And the first thing he do is stress yourself out.
I ain't no fucking guess. I am the
guest.
I ain't no fucking guess. I'm just the company right now. That's it. Not no guess.
Nah, you technically, like, not here.
I was finna give you some cool points, too. You one of the homies of the show now.
We gonna say I'm not here. Nigga, I'm here.
You only like 4 episodes in.
I don't mean shit.
Niggas
I'm
don't
here.
Know
they know me. They like, who is Brink? Once they see the
they probably know you visual? From this show more than they know you from your own show.
I know. I ain't never quit.
He quit.
I don't quit on shit.
The Nice Lounge is on hiatus.
No, it's not. Second season
shit got shut down. Nigga only had 2 episodes.
No, I didn't. I got 7.
The best episode was when I was on it. So it's
that's negative.
It's like this shit.
That shit was trash.
Just like this shit.
Like this shit right here.
Man, that's a highlight of this year. I want to go into a couple of those. Some personal highlights that we have from this year. What would you say your personal moment we've had from the show this year?
The best moment?
Yeah. Give me 2. Your 2 favorite moments that we've
had. I can give you mine.
Yeah, give them here for a while. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, you go ahead. Nice.
This shit's a blur.
Just learning. Like, when I come here, I learn.
No, you said, what's your favorite moment?
Yeah, learning. That's a moment. Learning, motherfucker.
I forgot you special.
This nigga retarded.
I gotta stop inviting you on the show. Learning.
These niggas
don't know nothing.
But you learn from these niggas.
No. I learn from your mistakes. This is what I'm learning from.
You learn from Juju's mistakes.
I'm learning from you niggas' mistakes.
That's one thing I can say happened this year. I definitely became the one, like, really puts everything out there, and the one with all the vulnerability. I think you then became a little bit more reserved. You more flagrant with your mouth, but you definitely more reserved with your personal life than you was when we originally got things going.
That's because I pretty much said everything. Like,
you ain't got no other stories? You all out of errors?
Nah, it's just, you know, I got to save some of that stuff. Like, I can't just get out here and just be like, you know, review all of those, you know. Reveal everything. What's that word? Reveal?
Reveal.
Reveal. It's that speech impediment. I can't reveal everything all at once.
It's like a little bus you was on.
You say every time you come on here with us, you feel like you learned something.
Yeah, learning. Just learn how to conduct the
So podcast. What's some things that you've taken from this show? We sit up here, we talk our shit, we have our fuckery, and we get real philosophical, but... Yeah, we do. I'm finna try to say the word. Philosophize. I be feeling retarded as fuck when I try to say
these big ass words. Yeah.
Y'all stupid, so y'all don't know what I'm trying to say. Amber know what I'm trying to say.
Philosophize.
She ain't a word, still trying to figure out what the fuck you trying to say.
Philosophize.
She like, is that the word?
Word?
She had to Google it. Like, wait a minute. Is that
nigga, you not? It's not a real word.
Nigga, we be on here talking. Giving our philosophies. Fuck what you talking about.
He said giving our philosophies.
Trying to sound smart and shit, nigga.
Professor Juju.
Dumbass.
So what you take from this stuff?
I take a this.
What's some things that you've personally taken from the Thousandaires?
Just know how to like as I said, when I came into Pocket, I didn't really know how to do it. I know how to do it way better than
you still don't know how to get your fucking thoughts nigga, out of your guy.
Because he's fucking with my
I'm saying, if your shit got canceled,
sound it out.
All
right, let him talk. Stop interrupting him.
Shut the fuck up, bro. I don't know if I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't learned nothing this whole year.
That's why you couldn't come back.
What the fuck did you learn?
Me?
Yeah, Mr. Philosophical.
I learned you really ain't shit, and I really just gotta let you be you and accept you for who you are. I'm gonna end up beating the living shit out of you one
day. That's not gonna work, though.
I know it's not.
You
that's
gonna get
why
beat
I'm
up, and I'm gonna be on here talking shit. And I'm still not gonna follow them rules that you be trying to set. So then you really gonna be mad.
We ain't even gonna go. But seriously though, I think, and not even really just with the show, just in general, I've learned not to force my relationships. Like, just our relationships in general. Not family, not friends, not relationships. Like, just the people that fuck with me, fuck with me. Like, and it's people that fuck with me the long way. And the people that don't are the people that is on the fence about it. Like, it is what it is. Fuck them. And I'm not going to force that shit any other direction. So in a way, that's something that's came because of the show, if not really from the show, you get me?
Yeah, I just said that too. That's funny. I was talking about that the other day. Like, I gotta stop because I'm always
who are you talking to?
I'm talking to y'all,
bro. No, I'm saying, like, who are you talking to when you had this revelation?
I was talking to a homie.
I'm outside.
BC. I was talking to BC.
I thought you were making shit up again.
Shut the fuck up. No, I was saying, like, I gotta stop forcing because I always be going on my way to talk, you know, figure out what's the deal with
handsome ass nigga.
Everybody. But, you know, they don't do the same for me. So it's like, you gotta stop loving people that don't. I mean, stop loving people. People don't love me like I love them. So you feel me? I gotta stop doing
that's
that
right,
shit.
That's
why
I
sounded
out.
I gotta stop doing that, going out.
In 2019, you're gonna learn how to get all your thoughts out, though. It's cool. I was almost like that at first. Oh, I still be stuttering and talking about like.
This motherfucker.
Man, he get a tie.
I was about to say he a teacher or something. Yeah. Sound it out, kids.
Sound it out. Just sound it out. You be all right.
Teacher Juju.
Choice OG.
What?
What have you taken in this last year because of the Thousandaires? What's two things you've learned from the show? Or just your two favorite moments from the show. He was talking this learner shit. That's how we got on that.
Yeah, dumbass shit.
That's learning. You learn from y'all. I'm learning from y'all mistakes.
It's okay. Don't try to justify.
Apparently everybody else does too.
You fine. You good. You good. You Gucci. What I like, my two favorite moments on the show.
You don't even remember past yesterday.
Oh, God.
You talking to the fucking stupidest nigga I know.
David Ruffin style.
I'm trying to think.
I think the best thing overall is the connections that's came from it, though. Like, even Amber over there in the background, the fact we can sit up in my living room and do this.
I'm really talking about you right now. We was talking about me.
But you ain't talking.
I'm trying to think, like, give me a moment to think. Nigga, you talking about I'm about to know this shit off the top of my head? Yeah. How many episodes we did this year?
30.
See, I didn't even know that. I thought it was like 15.
Nah, we did 30.
How many I did all together?
This is 53 that this is going to be.
I don't know. I guess the one of my favorite moments is probably... Nah, I don't know. I ain't got shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I thought about it too. He's like, let me try to figure something out.
Just all your fuckery.
I don't even remember half of it.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Through all your fuckery, you can't... I don't think you... That's how I know you be talking out your ear half the time, because...
You do.
He really just be talking out his ear half the time. I don't think he really believe half the shit he says.
Fuck out of here.
Some of it sounds really, really good.
I say get the fuck out of here.
You're giving some of the best and the worst relationship advice this year.
I don't give a fuck to remember this shit. Like,
he's the worst person to try to even get relationship advice from. I never give relationship advice for nobody. Like, I wouldn't even give nobody relationship advice.
people come to me for all types of advice. I don't know why. I'm just the.
You think you fucking know it all?
You said they think I'm a know it all.
You think you fucking know it all?
No, apparently everybody else thinks.
No, that's just because that's the energy.
I don't think I know shit. Everybody else thinks I do.
Project yourself like you just know everything, and if you're wrong, then a motherfucker.
Nah, I be right. Majority of the time, I be right.
Yeah, all
right. Majority of the time, I be right.
Nah, I'm okay. I think I got a moment. One of my favorite moments. It's probably when Joey was on, when she was talking about, I guess, old girl grandma got shot, or her ex nigga.
Oh,
my grandma got shot with a paintball.
That was the nah, that was a listener letter.
No, that was
crazy. No, Joey was on the episode with us, but that was a listener letter that came in.
No, that was Joey.
I promise you,
I promise you that was Joey.
Look, it was a listener letter that bet? Came. Do you want to bet?
Do you want to bet?
I bet you $100 right now on video.
Do you want to bet?
I bet you $100 right now on video.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't got $100 right now. I'm broke. Christmas just passed. So I ain't gonna make that bet. I got kids.
But nah, that was a listener letter. She was talking
kids.
About the nigga.
My son got three different personalities.
You got a kid.
That's Noah and them two maybe babies.
Nah. Anyway.
But yeah, that was a listener letter. She said the nigga broke her heart, and she went and shot his granny with a paintball gun. And her homegirls was in the background hyping her up.
I would beat somebody's ass. I don't play that shit. You ain't about to just...
She popped that nigga granny.
I fuck all that.
She popped the fuck out of that nigga granny.
Crazy. You can't be,
that was definitely one of the highlight episodes from this year, though. We had listeners.
Who's Joey? I said, dude, girl.
Nah, Joey is the homegirl. You ever met Joey? Joey is our real favorite guest host.
Oh, no, that's not the real favorite guest. I'm the real fucking favorite. I'm the only...
How the fuck you gonna tell us who our favorite is?
I make myself the fucking favorite. I'll
Amber here every week, so she don't count as a guest. So she's not on the list.
Joey ain't even like a guest anymore.
Like, yeah, Joey like an unofficial thousandaire.
Oh, she good? I don't... Yeah, I shoot this shit up. Shut this shit down.
Joey, one of us, nigga. You ain't one of us.
What a nice lounge. That's what we gonna go. All right.
We can be.
We could have this podcast be fun with it in 2019.
I'm on the east side. You already
know.
I'm on the east side.
I'm with this podcast beef in 2019. Right. Anybody could get it. Right. That's the motto for 2019.
I'm
anybody
pulling up
can get
on
it.
Niggas' podcast right and shutting now, shit down and all that.
Right.
I need me a little publicity stunt.
I'm calling
it's
police.
Fucking Treyway.
I'm calling the police. Like, them niggas is loud over there. All I heard was guns, dope, drugs. I probably heard some ice cream.
I'm shutting all that shit down. I'm calling a tenant. You know what they got going on.
We gonna take snitching on the podcast to a whole nother level.
You know what they doing in apartment 11?
Nigga, did you just say my apartment number on here? Fuck wrong with you?
He act like they know where the fuck he stay.
Man, don't nobody know where you live at, dude.
The fuck wrong with you? Nigga. Stop snitching. Stop talking. You really can't come back. No more.
He mad.
You really can't come back.
Like they know he stay. I'm just... Like I was about to say, like they know you stay over.
They know I stay in the district. What you mean?
You know how many apartment 11 is over here?
Look, stop anyway. Snitching, stop talking.
Anyway, I think my second favorite moment, since we were talking about me.
What the fuck you be thinking you is?
What was it, a moment about you?
No, your dumbass broke your fucking arm. Was that this year?
No, that was last year.
Oh, wait, well, that shit was still
funny. How the fuck you break your arm?
Stupid ass trying to moped.
Riding a moped. That's old news. It's old news.
I don't know.
We all know I broke my arm. We all know I fucked myself up. That is what it is.
All right, that's all I got.
I've been out here surfing and shit. That definitely started.
You
went
the last
year.
Time you went surfing?
Last time I went surfing was in September. It's been a couple
so
months.
So you ain't been out here surfing?
I'm talking about this
real
year.
Real niggas surf every day.
I'm talking about this. I've been busy. I've been traveling. They don't got surf fucking oceans
yes,
in
do.
Wyoming. In South Carolina and wherever the fuck else I've been to. I've been in like 40 different states.
Nigga, you dropped
them. I'm in like 40 different states.
No, you can't enjoy them.
It don't matter what. Hold on. No. How the fuck you going to tell me what I do when I go places?
Nigga,
I do
you do.
The
what
fuck
did you
I
do?
Want.
What did you do?
I be fucking doing all
what
kind
did you
of
do?
Shit.
You didn't do shit.
I do all kind of shit.
You don't
shit,
do nothing
nigga.
Cool
I'm
when you go to
these
tourist places.
Just because I don't put everything on Instagram, my nigga, don't mean I don't be doing nothing, my nigga.
Name one cool thing you
do. I go to a fucking like a nice ass restaurant. No, I go to restaurants.
Niggas need to eat.
Sightseeing. I go do shit.
Nigga, did you hike?
Nigga, I ain't no fucking hiker. The fuck I look like?
Hike.
Did I hike?
Did you hike?
No. The fuck I'm going to go
hiking? Did you fuck
for?
Any of the locals?
I was playing in the
no.
snow and shit.
Did you go to the local watering hole? No.
I don't drink. Give a fuck about a local bar.
I didn't say bar. I said the local watering hole.
Look, that's you that do corny ass shit like See, that. I do cool some of these shit. Places I don't even like. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I go to a lot of these places. I'm ready to get the fuck up out of here. Like, I was in South Carolina. I was ready to dip. I don't like being in Texas because I hate they fucking, like, them country ass back roads. Only place in Texas I like is Dallas.
That's the city.
Yeah, Dallas is cool. I fucking hate Alabama and,
I couldn't move all that
Alabama and Mississippi. I try to avoid even stopping in them, but I fuck with Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee.
That's where niggas is at.
I fuck with Memphis, Jackson, Tennessee. Fucking Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I've been to Miami. Atlanta, right?
What you like about Atlanta?
Shh, nigga, everything black, nigga, and it's just ass everywhere.
Gotta watch out.
Bruce gonna get your ass.
Bruce Allen. Bruce Allen gonna get you.
Nah, Atlanta was popping though.
Now that is true. Atlanta do have nothing but black
teams. I had highlights this year. You had a boring ass year.
The fuck out of here. I did way more cool shit.
Nigga, I went to the strip club for the first time.
Yeah,
remember when we was talking about it?
I didn't know it was your first time. I knew you.
So how do you do more cool shit than me if this is your first time going to the strip club?
I'm talking about highlights. I had a whole lot of highlights.
You had no highlights. I do cool shit.
I always do cool shit, but I had a lot of actual highlights this year.
I do cool shit. You don't.
What you mean?
I do a bunch of white people with cool activities.
You went snowboarding, my nigga, and you went to Mexico.
Nigga, I did.
I went surfing, my nigga.
I went parasailing. I went to Mexico twice. I be doing fun shit. You be doing. You go to eateries.
I'm going to eateries, my nigga. I
don't even do that.
I don't even eat bullshit food, my nigga. So what do you mean?
What's a good meal?
What do you mean?
What's a good meal that you ate?
All kind of shit. I don't fucking know.
I don't know the name
of these places. I just fucking go. People tell me good restaurants, and I just fucking go check them out.
How's that cool?
What do you mean? What the fuck do you mean? It's not too, like, I'm not a fucking tourist, my nigga. I don't do tourist.
So what's the point?
Like, because I want to go see these places and just.
So, but you're not a tourist, but you want to go see these places. You sound fucking stupid.
No, I don't do, like, tourist shit, my nigga. I'm not finna be fucking taking photos in front of statues and buying postcards and shit.
He said buying postcards and shit. People do that weird shit.
Yeah, that shit is so corny, my nigga.
That's some white people shit. The shit that I never did. I don't even gonna lie. My life this year been crazy for me. I done been everywhere. Through hell and back. But I'm still breathing, so. You niggas done did everything. Went all these places, but.
There you go. Get all emotional and shit.
The niggas still ain't had more fun than me.
Period. You probably just fucked a gang of hoes this year.
That ain't. Why are you bringing up my personal life, brother?
Because it's the Thousandaires. That's what we do.
How many threesomes I had this year?
How many threesomes you had this year?
Like, none.
Keep it thaw.
None.
You had four threesomes just in
the night? None.
Like one.
He probably had one every night, lefty and righty.
Yeah, he
taking turns.
If any nigga know what I. David, you right.
How many threesomes you had this year? Keep it thaw.
Like.
None. Don't even sit here and lie on the show.
Like two.
You can leave.
Two. No, that was
that. You got to think that hard for two? I think this nigga lying.
I know he lying.
That's cool.
Don't be trying to lie for cool points.
You know, I've never ever lied on my dick. I don't have to. That's easy. That's the fun shit for me, though. I just live life. I'll be living it day by day. Being with my son, that's fun to me. Seeing him smile.
I need to have me a threesome. I ain't never had a threesome before.
Never?
Nope.
That shit isn't fun. He ain't never even seen the threesome. He don't even know where a threesome at. If he bird box if he gets he gets a threesome.
What? Oh, I know. I don't know.
Sure, I haven't.
I know you haven't, nigga. You talking to me.
I don't, but.
I know you, David.
I'm pretty sure you do, and you. I ain't got to lie.
So you had a threesome, David? How many? Not this year, but in your
life. In life?
Yeah.
How one. Many? I ain't gonna lie. I got one.
Oh, that's one more than me. Shit. Like, I need a threesome out here. In my life.
I'm not. Don't out say here no stupid no shit. I'm just saying, I'm not that doesn't here. Mean nothing.
I'm not out here fucking these bitches no more.
Oh, okay.
He a reform ass slut. Like, he definitely. That's one thing I can say. You. I think you definitely. This was the year you officially became a reform ass slut. Like, you're a real family man now.
Oh, God. I said that, too.
You definitely a real family man now.
Because I remember the days we used to go out, and he used to be taking pictures. We just talking about that. He was going to take pictures, drunk with everybody, try to talk to her. That shit used to be funny.
That shit used to get on my fucking nerves. That's why I don't like going out with this nigga.
Nigga, you the square. I for sure can't go out.
Oh, that's another thing happened this year. We went out. Me and this nigga was really finna squabble.
I know.
And
like, we was that's really finna squabble. That's why I can't fuck with
this nigga. Like,
every time me and him, I was about to fight us over because he'd be too drunk.
Yeah, that's
why.
I
don't want him to drive. That's the only time. He smashed his car one night. Something terrible. Yeah, I'm good, bro.
Snitching on the podcast.
I don't give a fuck. I told him, he's not going to lie.
Look, in 2019, it's going to be a whole bunch of snitching on the podcast because I got a whole bunch of statute of limitations that's going to be up. And it's been some moments.
I ain't got no association with.
Now, I slow down a lot too. Don't mess with like Kelly over with here. Certain doing certain
with who?
Things.
But fuck what you talking about. What you just called me?
I called you Juju Kelly.
Nigga, my name is Juju Grace. Juju. Do not associate Juju me Kelly. With that man.
Juju Kelly.
Nah.
That nigga about to set the camera up in here. Eat booty and shit.
Hey, look. Man. I was setting the camera up, right? So I put the screen mirror on. That shit popped up to my TV. Soon as I seen that shit pop up on my TV, I said...
Juju Kelly.
Oh, nigga, I'm making some porn. So, look, I started adjusting it, right? Just trying to see, like, just how I could do it. Like, so I'm like, all right, cool. So I get it sitting there, and then I sit on the couch and was, like, looking at the angle to try to see. And I, like, adjusted it a little bit, and I sat back. And when I sat back, the thought just popped in my head, like, and I just got the image. I'm like, fuck, I feel like R. Kelly right now when he was on this video adjusting the camera. And he was up in there fucking himself. Oh, nah, man. I felt fucked up in that moment, though, but I'm still making me some porn. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to go ahead and throw this disclaimer out there. If you 17 years old, watch out for Juju.
Hold on. Nigga, I didn't say I was making me porn with a 17-year-old. Don't compare me to R. Kelly, my nigga.
17 years old. Please watch.
Please watch out for R. Kelly, my nigga.
Juju Kelly's on the prowl.
I'm making me some porn with a nice consenting adult.
I asked this girl, like, do you like watching porn? She's like, I like watching myself. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean yourself? She's like, I make my own porn. I'm like, this bitch. Nah.
That bitch tight.
What's her name? Too aggressive for me. Like, he said, what's her name? So you can have, I don't really fuck her. Her name Donna.
All right, cool. Yeah. You slide me on Instagram. Yeah,
you already know.
I don't know why he's front.
You gotta be aggressive. Them girls like aggressive. Aggression. Like, she a square too. You might can get her.
Square girls like me.
Nah, they ain't gonna like you. You ain't aggressive enough for them.
Square girls like me. How you gonna tell me who like me? Y'all niggas don't know. Y'all just think y'all know.
You don't get no bitches.
That's the one thing.
Like,
man, you be getting all
them. I wear ties. I don't fuck with East Side girls. East Side girls from me ain't finna be walking around with no nigga in a tie.
I could snitch, but I won't.
He said I could snitch.
I won't.
What snitching you gonna do?
I won't. These niggas is the funniest. No, I don't even like... I only like square girls.
I want to know what snitching this nigga gonna do. I ain't fucking with no East Side girls. Look,
okay.
The fuck is you talking about, you tattletelling ass nigga?
I mean, we telling on the
podcast. I said 2019. It's still 2018, nigga. The fuck is you talking about?
That nigga said
it.
I ain't
had
no...
You ain't heard it from me, though. You not hear it from me, though.
Oh, shit. These niggas is funny.
Where the fuck did you even get that from?
First, to have a girl over here, you gotta have bitches. You don't have any bitches.
Look, I'm not saying I have bitches. I'm not saying I don't have bitches.
No, I'm just saying
you niggas don't know what I got going on.
I never said you had bitches. Every nigga got females. Like, every girl got dudes. Like,
he sit here and it's not possible. Seven relationships at one time.
I got what?
Wait, so you like, a boyfriend? Oh, you one of them niggas.
Yeah. Seven relationships at one time.
He be like, honestly, look,
I was in a committed relationship. Fuck you mean?
Nah, it was no. Okay.
When I was in a relationship, I was in a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How long ago was this? Because, nigga, I've been...
When I was in a relationship, I was in a committed relationship.
It don't matter how long ago it was. It's cool. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Cause I've been knowing a nigga for about.
I ain't doing no snitching. I'm just saying, you ain't got no bitches. None. Not a
girl. I don't either, though.
You a family man.
I know. I ain't got no bitches.
Zero. Shorts be trying to act like he don't got no bitches. Don't let me start.
No, I got bitches.
No, he don't. Shorts ain't got no bitches.
I can get
Shorts
bitches.
No you can get them, but you
I have
don't.
No bitches.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't have. I have no a donut. Zero. Not a. I don't got bitches.
I've been turning on bitches left
and
right. But
you know what I consider females, like, a real, like, just because niggas say, like, you can talk to a gang of girls on the phone and all that. That shit don't make you have females. If a girl ain't doing shit, or you ain't doing nothing for her.
I'm going to keep it G. Y'all niggas is 30 years old. Who gives a fuck about still having bitches? That's what y'all niggas
said, fool. I don't care about that shit.
Bitches. I don't have bitches.
You just hear what I was about to get into? I don't care about it.
If somebody you were arguing about your bitches.
If somebody can't.
No, all I'm saying is that you niggas don't know what Juju got going, but y'all niggas.
You don't got say nothing y'all. Going. Say I'm just saying, no, you ain't got nothing going.
Look, I'm not no sneaky ass black East Side nigga. You going to stop implying all these negative East Side things you be, about me, my nigga. I be bald.
What you do it?
That's been another ongoing theme this year. This has been the year of evolution.
You be in relationships evolution with women that they don't even know they are part of.
What? You said I be in relationships with women that they don't know they're a part of.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck out of here. I probably be in relationships with women that I don't know I'm a part of.
That nigga said, you know we go together, right? We
nigga. Nah, shit.
He be saving them bitches.
That's the last thing I'm telling somebody is, you hey, know in we go together bag. Now, right?
I be scared. I just don't be like want to play people hard. So
I don't either, but I'm not finna put them under, like, I'm not finna pretend like this is something that is not. So no matter what's going too. On that's between this show, I'm not finna try to dress it up or pretend like this is what it is if this ain't what it is. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. But if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. That don't mean we can't be cool. That don't mean we can't have a good time.
I hear you saying that.
Share experiences.
This nigga over here with a long run. We talk every day. We go out. We eat. We have fun. We lay up together. We have a little sex now and there. I pay your bills. I take care of your kids.
Hold on. Who paying bills? I'm taking care of kids.
Wait a minute, nigga. You take care of kids? That's a marriage.
Paying car notes. Mortgages.
Paying bills and taking care of kids.
That's a relationship.
This nigga out here grocery shopping.
Oh,
and
you
shit.
In a relationship, huh?
Yeah. So it's one sided though.
Oh, that's what.
It's one sided though. One sided though.
You know, that's Juju doing all
that. That's Juju. Juju.
Nah, like,
this is what I'm a real ass man. This is what you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to take care
you're
of your
take
woman.
Take care of your girl. She's like, what?
I'm going to keep it Juju. If she actually your woman, but when she belongs to the world, nigga, that's the world's job. She better figure that shit out.
Nah, that's Juju's job.
Nah, nigga, she belongs to the gang.
I like doing shit like that, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't.
You
I
like don't. Tricking?
I'm not tricking. It's he a tricking. Difference. Dead homies.
Explain to me how the difference.
I ain't even gonna argue about that. It's
no,
a difference.
No. Fuck that. You on a thousandaires. You gonna explain the difference between tricking and what the fuck you're talking about then if it's not.
I'm talking about like if we fucking, I'm doing something for it. I don't care about that. That shit don't matter to me.
And
I'm not fucking anybody though. The girls go any girl I fuck.
Translation. Translation.
Just cause she flies.
No, that's
translate. Look, I'm this not is even the
one of them niggas that just be like, "Ooh, you pretty here, take my money."
It ain't even that.
That's what you think.
This is the translation.
All right.
If you give him pussy, he gives you money.
He basically be buying.
He's probably buying pussy. That's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's buying pussy.
I'm buying it.
So if you got some pussy to sell. You got a little to spare, and you got a little to spare.
Nice like pretty girls, though. I'm gonna give it back.
Sell pussy
if you if you're a pretty girl and you selling pussy, come holla at Nice, and he gonna buy that thing.
That's, you know what's the crazy thing? I'm not even fucking everybody. Like, I'm not just fucking because you're pretty.
See, he's doing the old
if
people.
If you pretty,
shit. He's paying for your time, lady. No,
if you any girl I ever dealt with, always took care of me. So when I'm doing little shit, that shit doesn't matter to someone like that. I'm giving them that whole thing. Once you give them that whole thing, they don't care about, like, they give me. And so I don't give a fuck about giving somebody something. You don't got. I don't worry about that shit. I'm not fucking with no bum bitches. So every girl I give you.
So basically, you're a man whore.
Look,
basically, so you're a man whore.
I mean, yeah, I'm a man whore. Nah, just say it. Say, nah, yeah, I'm a man whore.
That's not me, listeners. That's Juju saying he's a man whore. I'm not.
Nah, Juju's like a trick. Juju's a trick.
Juju ain't no trick. You I'm still not. Can't name one girl that I tricked, though.
What do you got?
It ain't no girl that ever.
I don't get what's tricking. That shit doesn't make. It's not.
I'm not selfish. I share. We've been through this 1,000 times, yo. Okay. Like,
so if a female,
I'm not
house.
The nigga that's just gonna be like, oh, I ain't giving a bitch nothing. But in the same breath,
I got a homie. I swear to God, I got a homie. This girl gave him a rack. Right. They went out to dinner. All right, a girl gave you $1,000.
Why is she? Why
it doesn't even matter why she. $1,000. I don't fucking know his business, but she gave him $1,000. Whatever she has money, probably. I don't know. And they went out to eat.
This is right. Girl or this some random bro?
I couldn't even tell you.
Bro. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't taking no money from like little random bros like on the team and shit. I'm cool on all of that.
Oh yeah,
I'm like if this is somebody, but nah, like, at this point in my life, if it's somebody that I'm in a relationship, we like actual partners and shit, and like that's just where we at. And yeah, we can do that.
Damn,
but other
I'm
than
backwards
that, then. I don't want your money.
I'm backwards because I'm not taking nothing.
But nah,
from
because
my girl.
We're that's only if it just comes to that point where like we're working together on something. You gotta think, motherfuckers gotta buy houses together, all kind of shit.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. I don't want to take nothing from. Like, I always used to be like that. I'm with my baby mama. I never wanted to take nothing out of my son's mouth, so I would never ask her for anything. So I'm going to go get on the feet. That's how I am. I'm going to take something
know,
from her.
Other people ain't saying, I don't ask bitches for shit.
I don't have to ask.
No, I'm not asking nobody for shit. I'm just saying, in general, like, I don't want none of these bitches
money. I'm about to go into
like,
about
I don't, to say, hold on, let me clear that up. Let me clear it up. I don't want none of these bitches' money. Let me make that
all
very
I'm saying
clear.
Is
like, I don't want nobody
out of the three
money.
Of us.
No, that's what I mean.
I don't
that's
take
no,
shit
that's
from
we were talking. No, we're not talking about. But, we were just saying in general tricking. That's why we got on the subject of what is tricking. And I said, all the females that I ever mess with always want to give me everything. So doing that little shit doesn't matter to them. Giving them little bullshit. Spending,
so they be tricking on you, basically.
Man, I done had a girl pay my rent for like a year. I can bang that on my mama. Like, he know. What do you say? What to say? Go ahead and say what you want to say. Because I ain't never touched it. That's how my mama rest in peace. I
he was licking that thing.
I never even.
He eat ass. Like,
you ate
he's
her
the ass?
Ass
eater.
We talking today.
Keep it a thousand.
I don't eat no.
Bro.
Don't put that on my God.
Jesus, you know what I do, man. I don't even have to.
Spread it the booty like
I always told you, as once you have sex with a girl, that's
spread
when
it the booty.
You gave her
you
everything.
You fucked up the money.
You fucked up everything. You gave her what she wants.
Exactly.
You fucked her. Now she don't even got to stay around now. She can leave now. Like, I already fucked him. That's cool. I can. Nah, you ain't. I'm not fucking.
So, girls
you.
Got that attitude where they be like, shit, I already hit anyway.
What?
Man.
Amber, do they?
Is hit or be hitting?
Like, what? I already fucked. Well, I already fucked.
A strike?
So, we ain't got to talk no more.
See, you either, know from, either you doing a striking or you getting struck.
Some girls just like having sex. I mean,
that's probably why I be getting dipped on because I be hitting everybody out the gate.
Nah, like, I can't. See, I used to do that. I'm like, damn, I just gave her what she wanted.
Nah, like.
Go to sleep with a girl one night.
Just look. I'm going to keep it G. You ever heard the phrase where they be like, you never know somebody until you fuck them? That shit low-key holds some weight to it. So it's just like, shit, I might as well fuck you from the beginning, and then we get to know each other. I know who you really are now. Like,
see, I don't know.
It's not always that way.
It depends, though, because if I'm like, say, for instance, if it's on some shit that I know I ain't supposed to be
doing. I just don't see how y'all niggas just keep these bitches around.
I can't. No, I can't. I'm lying.
I mean, if they cool people, they cool people.
I can keep them around alone, but when you got some girls out here that's aggressive now. Like, this is a
whole
lot.
Y'all niggas make me
like, nigga, we ain't going to fuck. I'm like, damn, nah.
That's literally what I was trying to chill.
That's literally all I did. That's all I did in life was just smack and then leave.
I got tired of that.
Yeah, that shit get boring. Like, sometimes you actually
I like doing the hard part.
The chase.
That shit, it just keeps them, like, the hard part is...
It's all about the hunt.
Like,
it's easy all about the hunt.
I'm just a cold-ass hunter, then. I just get what I want.
No, you go for easy prey.
I don't go for easy prey. I fuck, and that's it. I'm not sitting here trying to have a conversation with the bitch for 2 weeks like you do. I ain't trying to get to know the bitch. I'm not trying to read a book with a bitch. I'm not trying to drink wine with a bitch. I'm not trying to go nowhere with a bitch.
But you can't? All right, well, I can't.
Fucking.
I ain't gonna get into that. But
I used to.
Nah, you just came from two different. It's just two different.
Everything we
he's
talking
single,
about.
He's single,
right?
Then it's all past. This is old shit.
I ain't never done this. Oh, that's the thing that didn't happen. 1,000 years and got me through on the firing squad so many times. Like so many times.
I can't go through that. Like that's what I'm saying. Like this.
Say it again. What you just said.
The 1,000 years have gotten me thrown on the firing squad so many times.
But that's what I'm saying. Like
I don't care.
There was never a fire.
It's to the point where I'm just like, shit. This is what I do. These are my friends. Like it and accept it. Like it and accept them. And if you can't do that, then it just is what it is. Cause this shit rocking.
I kind of don't.
And we don't talk what we talk.
That's why females like me too, though, cause I'm blunt. I come out and say it. Whatever. I don't be caring. I'm like, yeah. I always tell about, like, yeah, I want to fuck you, but I don't want to fuck you right now. It's easy to fuck you. Like, I'd be gay if I didn't want to fuck you. I don't care what nobody said. If I'm like, no, I'm not trying to just fuck. Yes, I am trying to fuck you, but just not right now. Let's just wait. I want to do the hard part. I want to chase you. See how long I can do that.
If I can smack, I'm smacking. Like, it ain't no.
It depends on who the girl is. If it's somebody that I know,
I'm not
I ain't
finna,
supposed to
I'm
be
not
fucking,
finna not fuck.
If I know I ain't
hold
supposed
on, I'm
to
not
fucking,
finna not fuck for the sake of not fucking. Like,
nah,
if I can't hit,
see,
I'm in.
That's what I do. And it fucks girls' head up. Like, why does nigga them
see? I don't see.
Because they already assume that I'm posted. Oh, he bringing me over. Oh, he trying to fuck. And then I just go to sleep
with him. I know how to chill. Like, I'll chill and all that. My
I don't know. I just think, like.
I'll chill and all that. But
what do you get out of that? Like,
yeah.
Why keep these bitches around?
That's fun to me. I'm not keeping no bum bitch around though.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm not talking about bum bitches. No, like, I'm keeping something like
that. Why keep these bitches around if you're not?
If they cool, they cool.
It's always like, cool to have good homegirls though.
But everybody don't get.
That's why I said, yeah, of course. That's why you can't be fucking on everybody. I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying in general. Say if I fuck every bitch that I brung over, and then this bitch turn out to be a fucking weirdo. You get what I mean? And I'll be like, damn. That's why you don't never tell them
your real name.
Oh, I got like six names.
I know.
Ezekiel. You know me. Come on.
I just got three.
Earl.
Like, I just call me Brandon, Chris, Jason.
I got Earl. Earl, good for me.
I got my real name. I got four. I got my real name. I got the shortened version. I got Juju. And then I got Vanello. That's my alias.
Vanello.
Vanello Carrington.
No, I just don't
Man, I hit a bitch with a Bruce Hampton.
This nigga said Bruce Hampton.
Hey, you know what I noticed?
Bitches start calling me Juju after they like me. I can tell. I don't know why it worked like that. Like, I don't know what it is in their head, but I be like, I tell them my real name or something. But then once they
you force people to call you Juju.
No, I'm not even gonna let you. I be telling bitches my real name.
I don't ever tell nobody my real name.
Fuck that.
All the girls I fucked with, I always tell them my real name.
You know why though?
Eventually, they start calling me Juju.
When I go to the club,
it's either that or your real name. So I'll probably call you Juju too.
That's crazy. I got a habit of not telling people everything. For instance, I go to the club. I meet a girl. I know it ain't gonna go.
You're a fucking liar.
I ain't gonna go past. It's not gonna go past that.
Exactly. Like,
so why would I tell you my whole life if we're not gonna go past texting? I'm not about to bring. Most of the time, you're gonna.
I don't be getting all personal with motherfuckers unless it's somebody that I'm actually like interested in.
How do you know if you're interested in her though? That's what I'm saying.
You just mean on some first time.
Yeah,
shit?
You know what I mean. Like, you meet somebody, you girls get our niggas be telling their whole life. Oh, I got this and I this. I ain't got it. How you know this girl even gonna even last that long? It might go from a text messages and we'll never talk again.
Man, why
did I even spend all that time wasting my time telling you my whole life if we ain't gonna go nowhere?
That's the game.
That's the shit y'all niggas do.
No, not me.
Not me, but that's the game.
I stop that shit, man. Because I be like, that's why I tell a girl, my name, whatever. It depends on, you know.
Oh, this nigga said. So then how do you double? So what if it comes out to be somebody that you actually like?
Oh, then I tell her, like, yeah, my bad. I didn't even know if you was. She going to have to respect it. They going to respect. Like, are you right? Bitch, females know how many times you go to a club and you meet a nigga you don't even, like, you know.
And give him a fake name.
Yeah, come on. That shit goes with the same thing. Like,
hey, that's another thing I have to realize this year. I was thinking about the other day. Because of everything that's been going on with me and all my, like, little personal relationship dramas and shit, it's been real. 2019 is going to be a good year for content because I'm single as a fucking dollar now, like, in the real way. I'm talking about in, like, the really, really, really real way.
I don't know, this nigga.
It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. It ain't no back and forth with nobody. It ain't no, like, none of that shit.
I ain't had a girlfriend in, like, 4 years.
Like, I'm not fucking with you. You're not fucking with me.
I'm scared. Like, relationships.
Straight like that.
Because I love too hard, so I'll fuck around.
But look, hold on. I had to think, and I feel like I haven't really been keeping it 1,000 as much as I can. Like,
I know. You be bushing.
No, it's not that. Hold on. It's not that I be
bushing.
I'll
call you out on it, and you be like,
no. It's not that. Hold on. It's not that I be bushing. It's not that. Let me finish this. It's not that I be bushing, but it has been, like, certain shit I have to think about. I feel like I have to think about how I say it because I've had to deal with so many fucking headaches from the conversations that we've had on this show. So I'm not finna not go into anything. Like, everything we talk about, I'm gonna go at. But some shit I have been, like, the past couple months, I've been kind of thinking about and, like,
not keeping it 1,000.
No, I've been thinking about how I approach this shit before I open my mouth. When before, how it come is how it come. But I can promise that to my listeners this next year, like, coming into
you
that.
You finally gonna keep it 1,000?
Nah, y'all gonna get me back.
So you gonna go back to being 1,000?
Y'all gonna get the juju that y'all know and y'all love. And I'm gonna talk that shit that I talk, and I don't give a fuck what nobody think or say. And it just is what it is. However you feel about it, that's how you feel.
Yeah. Should have been doing that.
I mean, I do it, but it's still been that layer there. It's been a barrier. Because, I mean, we can sit here and create content all day, but when I'm sitting up dealing with, like I say, I actually deal with headaches from this shit. You don't catch headaches from this shit.
How the fuck you know I'm in a full-fledged relationship?
Nigga, you not catching no headaches from this shit.
Shit.
You not the one talking about your life. We just said that this year my life has really been, like, on a fucking plate. Like, hey, come look at what Juju got going on. It really has.
Okay, Juju.
What's the worst? All right, since we gonna go here, what's the worst situation that this show has created in your personal life?
Oh shit! I gotta deal with home life. I gotta go home to somebody.
Okay, so what's the actual situation that this show has created in your home life? Tell us a story that we don't know.
It ain't no story. I tell you all the time my baby mama be tripping. She get mad when I call her my baby mama.
What's she called, girlfriend,
baby mama, fiance, wifey. I don't know shit. I'm terrible at shit like that.
So she hates the fact that you call her your baby mama on the show?
She hates the fact that I talk about bitches.
Oh, she be listening?
Yeah.
He was getting the same problem that I was getting.
What do you mean getting the same? I got more to lose.
No. What I'm saying is,
I go home and her shit be packing. She be headed over to her mama's house with my son. Now you talking about you want to compare some shit. You want to talk about you had shit to lose.
I didn't say I had shit to lose. I said, nigga, I've caught headaches over this.
Headaches, nigga.
Yeah, I got migraines sending over me here. Stupid text messages. Motherfucking migraines over here. I'm getting dumbass calls all fucking night.
Okay, then I don't get none of that. I go home, she gone.
All my fucking friends are hating. Nobody even know my fucking friends.
That's because you don't control these bitches. You got to control these hoes.
Like, that's gonna cause some bullshit when she hear that.
Like I go, like I said, I'll go home.
Look, I hit Nene at the park when I was a teenager, my nigga, and that shit was a problem. Like, hey, everything is just a problem.
She shouldn't have let you hit at the park. That sounds like a personal problem to her. It's like, it sounds like a personal problem to me when I go home.
I was about to say that.
Alone, lights are off, motherfucking hot dogs in the sink, sun gone. All that.
They're not problems, they headaches. I'm not going to take them as far to call them problems.
I didn't want to say what I really want to say, and I got to deal with this fuck up some shit that y'all got going.
Nigga.
But you ain't. I'm going to fuck. I ain't even supposed to be with no girl I don't appreciate or respect what you're doing.
That's where I'm at anyway.
Like, if she don't understand that you're doing something and she don't believe in your dream or see something, that we call those dream killers.
That's not.
Basically, she don't want to see something that you're trying to see.
Nah, my thing is, I can't deal with a woman that's threatened by anything with a vagina.
My thing is, I gotta be less disrespectful. I'm a disrespectful motherfucker.
To who?
To pretty much everybody that's not me.
But no, what I'm saying is, if you're not disrespecting her, you're not disrespecting your family. I'm not, why is it an issue?
You're not disrespectful. You're honest.
You're not disrespectful.
She don't want you to.
I say some disrespectful shit on here. You can't say that. I don't. And then she takes offense to that. She's like, damn, this nigga out here talking about that bitch, this bitch, and that bitch, and that bitch, and that bitch.
But it's the statute of limitations. That's why we have the statute of limitations rule.
That don't mean shit. You can't even. A motherfucker's entitled to get mad at whatever they want.
That's true. But then they gotta still think about it. This is
It's just like if
it's something you doing.
Look, don't be mad at me because you found out about this bitch I fucked 3 years ago. Now, let that shit go.
That's just like saying, like, I don't want you. You talking to a stripper, then you don't want a stripper no more because other niggas looking at her. That's just basically the same. You don't.
Look.
Yeah, that's basically how.
Yeah, like you don't believe in what I'm doing
because I got.
That ain't. Somebody asked me how
do I get listener letters? Like, who are these people? Who are these people sending me random letters? I'm like, nigga, listeners.
I'm just saying.
Like, I can't deal with.
You can't compare our headaches. With anyone, our headaches are not the same.
Look,
so you got headaches.
No, the reason that I said me and you had the same issue is because what was happening was
you ain't never went home.
People were going back.
Your motherfucking son was gone. she ain't picking her phone up.
She took your son because of the Thousandaires.
No, don't say it like that. She just got mad. And went to her mama's house
because of the Thousandaires.
Because of some shit I said.
It's probably other shit
on the Thousandaires.
Yeah, motherfucker.
That nigga like, do you want
to where the fuck out? Where the fuck out? Like, I told you a couple of times when I come home.
I ain't gonna lie to. That's why when I was doing my podcast,
I want to know what episode she listened to.
What my shit out.
Nigga, I don't know how many. I'm telling you how much disrespectful shit that as a female, there's a lot of shit I say that you can take offense to. Especially the one that's dealing with me.
These bitches when you had the opportunity to call these bitches. That sounds really foul. It was fucking hilarious, but that shit sounds foul when you actually say it.
What, bitches?
I posted on Instagram today some shit from our last episode. This nigga tells me, you can't be, your persona just can't be some laid back ass nigga. And then all of a sudden you just come out the blue calling bitches.
Yeah.
He said, because you didn't call them bitches when you had the opportunity to call them bitches.
Like, I don't never disrespect women.
Me either. I try to always.
I feel like disrespecting them by fucking them. that's disrespecting you. Like,
you feel like fucking a girl is disrespecting her?
For instance,
No, I feel like, no.
You don't save the last dance ass, nigga.
Who?
You.
Wow, I'm fucking, that's I'm disrespecting you. I'm about to fuck you. I'm going, I'll fuck you. That's disrespecting her. You telling a girl, like, I can fuck you. That's disrespecting to me.
No.
I just did the most.
Fucking a girl is not disrespecting her. To me. I fuck a girl to her enjoyment.
Nah, I be wanting to. I want to fuck up their life because
I'll be doing some.
I want to fuck up their life too, but I'm gonna fuck up her life.
Disrespect.
Enjoy that shit so much, her life is never gonna be the same.
Exactly. That's what I mean. That's fucking a girl.
Disrespectful shit is busting in a bitch hair. Like, that shit is hard to get out.
Hey, yeah, everything. I think that's like the most disrespectful thing you can do to somebody. You want to disrespect a girl busting her hair,
Or just busting her and not tell her?
Dead homies. That's what I'm talking about. You go to take that shit up with the clinic, bitch. She over there shaking her head. These guys are fucking sick.
Y'all niggas ain't shit.
Shit but the set.
On God.
Y'all niggas ain't shit.
Man,
you better take that shit.
All y'all niggas ain't shit.
Who?
Me? Nah, somebody would. But I ain't gonna lie, I had one time a condom broke and I didn't tell the guy. I feel like that was disrespectful. I'm like, damn. But I was like, hey, shit.
There's a couple times where you got a condom. Yeah. Yeah. About to put it on right now.
And you told her you put a condom on. Went in. Y'all niggas ain't shit.
I'm gonna be honest, I only fucked one girl my whole life, bareback.
Oh, shit.
And I can bang that on my son. That's on my little Elijah. I only fucked one girl. That's my baby mama.
I'm scared. I don't know what the fuck was happening. She heard you. She had that squeeze to her. So I'm smashing. I pull out. The fucking condom gets stuck. I'm looking. I'm like, damn, where the fuck is this condom at? Like, I look and dick was just buried in the motherfucker. I'm like, where the fuck the condom go?
Well, you already got these now. You might as well keep going.
Look, I put on another condom and I smash it again, right? She was on top. She was riding.
You didn't take the other condom out?
I don't know where the fuck.
That's embarrassing. Fell on that's the floor probably the most embarrassing shit to me. I don't know why.
I thought it fell on the floor or something. I'm like, so I just put on another condom.
What was you fucking? I'm gonna say fell on the floor.
Hallway pussy.
Look, that's what I'm saying. I thought it just fell on the floor.
The hallway pussy.
Because the lights was off, so I couldn't see. I looked on the bed, I didn't see it. I'm like, well, I must have fell on the floor.
That bitch was hollow inside.
I put another condom on. She was on top of me riding. Nigga, why I bust. She on top of me riding. I bust. Can she get up, nigga? Why the fucking condom, nigga, in the middle of my fucking thighs? Like, I still got the one that I put on, but nigga, the other condom in the fucking middle of my thighs, like, that motherfucker fell straight out of her.
Why you was in it, though? Like, that's crazy. That bitch got some...
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck? Who was you fucking?
Incredible Hulk walls. Like,
no, that ain't no... That shit is loose.
Nah, that's what I mean. That big... She got the big walls. That's scary.
Man, I bet you be fucking anything.
What you mean?
Ain't no way in hell she had some tight pussy with that shit. With that story, there's no way in the fuck
she nigga, she squeezed the condom off. The motherfucker was up there. Like, that motherfucker was
and
up
just
there.
And it just fell out of nowhere.
A lot of girls don't like
after
condoms,
I was
though.
Beating that shit
I had
down.
A girl tell me she allergic to condoms. I was like, yep, this ain't gonna go that far. Yeah. Bitch, you allergic to condoms.
Yeah, that was one of them crazy-ass stories.
I'm scared.
I don't know how the fuck that shit happened. Like, that motherfucker was up there.
You disrespectful. Now, I don't... Fuck the bitch, busting the condom. I was like, damn, that's my last condom.
And what? Right to the bathroom.
I'm right to the bathroom.
Oh, you
wash the mother. Wash the motherfucker out. Put that shit right back on.
Nasty.
I used to lie to girls. Never did no shit like that. I used to get as soon as I'm getting my nut first. So I go in, bust. And I'm like, damn, a condom bust. Let me go get change my condom.
The only thing I ain't gonna lie.
Hard. Take that condom off. Put another one on. Let's get to work, bitch. We home now.
Only thing I ever did. I ain't gonna lie. Was busting a condom and like keep on fucking with that same condom.
Keep going.
Yeah. Y'all niggas is cold. Y'all some shady niggas.
I'm not telling y'all.
Y'all be trying to have kids. That's why y'all niggas is parents.
Nigga, I got one kid.
I'm sexually,
I got one kid.
I'm sexually
responsible. I've never had no other girls pregnant. None of that, bro. No,
me either. I ain't never had none of that.
I'm sexually responsible out here. Y'all niggas be out here reckless.
You just, I pray to God. He got condoms falling out of girls' pussy. He talking about
sexually responsible.
I had another one on, though.
You wasn't supposed to fuck that.
I had another one on, though.
I stopped no pussy out alone.
You feel me?
Why not? That motherfucker was up there. What goes up must come down. It was gravity. She was on top. No, so I was beating that shit.
So how's your dick in her? And then the condom, there's enough room for the condom to fall out.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That
bitch. I came out and the fucking condom fell out.
That's a huge pussy bitch.
That's scary.
Yeah, I can't never fuck no hallway pussy like that.
I don't know. Maybe I made it that way.
Oh, now you're trying to pump yourself up. Man, after.
Man.
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
I don't know. This nigga, you fucking wrong bitches.
What you mean?
That's why you can't be just fucking bitches when you first meet them.
What you mean? I didn't just fuck her when I first met her.
How many times did you fuck her? I know you fucked her more than once.
What you mean? This wasn't the first time we fucked.
You was desperate.
That didn't happen the first time we fucked.
You was desperate.
What do you mean? You
fuck after that situation? This ain't no recent shit. Did you fuck after that situation? If you did, you just
cold. After the rubber fell out?
Yeah. I would have kept fucking too, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
You already caught the disease, so.
Hey, y'all got me fucked up.
You gotta keep going.
Y'all got me fucked up.
Did it stop?
Nah.
No.
Amber.
Yeah, this is probably the funniest one I've been on. Yeah, niggas is not.
You only been on 3 shows.
So what, my nigga? I'll shoot this shit up, shut this shit down.
I just find that really disturbing about. Who was that?
Yeah, niggas, who was that?
I want to know who it was.
It wasn't nothing recent.
This I know, but no, you still like, who was that? You said 2019 Juju was going to be.
I didn't say 2000.
You was going to stop being a bitch. So,
well, it's still 2018 and so this shit was old. Nah, I'm still not going to be telling motherfuckers
you
names.
You can't
and
tell
shit.
Her name.
So you scared? So you scared?
What do you mean? Nah. This was a skinny bra, but it wasn't skinny thing.
Okay.
This is like, this is.
He's scared. You're not keeping it 1,000. That's all.
I used to only fuck skinny girls.
I think I realized too, man. I think I got a type. And it's fucked up.
I do got a type. Like
shit.
Nah, I like chocolate girls, but I like.
I used to be into chocolate.
I like Mike Dre say, thin and tall or short and thick.
I like legs and feet.
So. And then I like short skinny girls too. You said legs and feet.
I like no. He said he don't give a fuck. I like legs and feet. I like legs.
Nah, I like thighs and hips.
I like legs. It's something about girls. That I like take bitches. Care of like feet and legs. That's just sexy to me. I don't know.
I like thighs and hips. Like I don't know what it is about thighs. I
start from the bottom and go up. I don't even care about ass. Like ass ain't. Nah, I've never been an ass man. Been no ass man. So I don't. That shit don't ever really bother me. But if your feet ugly, I'm cool. I can't do. You ain't getting on my bed, third ugly man. Ass feet.
Look, they're socks. Bitch, go on, put these socks on.
I don't like socks on my bed.
So you got a foot fetish, nigga?
I don't got no foot fetish. I don't want to touch your feet. I just want to know if they cute or not. I like it.
All right, I'm like that too. Yeah, I don't. I got a thing. It's coming from the east side though. You know about Project Feet?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I never wanted to fuck with a girl with Project.
You know what I don't like? I don't like girls to walk like for real on this floor. Like you, I'm pretty sure you always do it, nigga. Walk around barefooted.
I walk around. Hell no, this floor cold as fuck. I walk around with socks on.
Even cold on. I just don't like when people do that.
I walk around with house shoes, or I walk around in socks.
I just hate when people be walking around barefoot. Like, go put some socks on.
I just don't like feet. Like, bitch, but keep your socks on.
Nah, I can't. I ain't let nobody.
Nah, I don't like feet, but I got a problem with ugly feet. Like, if you got Project feet. That's a
I don't care for feet like.
But if you got cute feet, you ain't gonna get no cool points for it though. Like that's
just
how
put
I am
your socks on. I get cold at night. Like bitch, don't put your.
If you having sex with a girl with her socks on, she about to steal everything in your house. She's stealing everything in your house. Nigga, what the fuck you got socks on for? What you got in your socks?
Yeah, that's real.
Nah, bitch, I want you touching me with your feet. Like,
if your feet pretty.
Nah, I need toes. I need toes next to my shoulders. God. Fuck all that.
Oh yeah, I was about to say.
Nah, bitch. You be sucking toes.
No, I just want toes next to my shoulders. Like, I want them legs up, and then when I look to the side, I just want to see.
If her feet pretty enough, she might. I would. I don't give a fuck about that. That shit don't matter to me. That's God.
That's how I know David don't be fucking like that.
God made her, nigga.
David, this nigga be doing a whole bunch of, like, regular ass fucking.
Nigga, I don't like.
Missionary fucking like a motherfucker. He probably just do back shots and then bust.
Pretty much. I ain't got time for all that.
Oh, yeah, nah. See, I'm a porn star.
Feet, nigga. I love all that body, her boot, everything. That's all.
In 2019, my porn coming out, too. Listeners, y'all be on the look for that.
I'm
not telling y'all. I'm telling them.
The fuck you telling us?
Like, it's a mixtape.
Like, it's a
mixtape, nigga. My shit coming out. Go cop it. No, nigga, no. No, I don't know. Like, nigga, this show end. Nigga, you will never see me on the thousand of the game. At all.
Hey, well, look, man. I want to start wrapping it up. What are you looking forward to this year coming in? Like, what do you want to get into? And, well, what's something that you really looking forward to, Shorts?
Man, I got a few projects coming out this season.
Seriously?
Yeah, I got a few projects coming out.
Projects like what?
Man, I got mixtape dropping 2019.
I thought your mixtape came in 2020.
Nah, it just called 2020.
Oh, but it come out in 2019?
Yeah.
All right. And then what else?
Mixtape coming out. I got a screenplay coming out. Got some shit I'm writing.
You gonna let me play a smoker in the movie? I can't play a smoker?
Nah, not at all.
Fuck your movie.
Negative.
What else you got?
Man, I got shit. Whew. Man, I just want to have to wait and see, man.
So basically, your 2019 going to be a lot like your 2018?
Yep, holding out of nothing.
All right, nice.
I just want to, I'm trying to work on myself being a better father. That's it, really.
Man, just do what I do.
I got you, son. I'm a great dad, but I want to be a better father, man. Like, I just want to take my son more places, just living life. I always stop living through him. Cause what I don't, I already didn't have my 30 years of fun, so it's time to show him. You know, I ain't never had it. I didn't grow up with a daddy, so I just want to show him different shit. That's the only thing I want to do till 2019. Real shit.
Alright. Why y'all niggas looking at me?
What the fuck is you gonna do?
Me? I don't know, man. I plan on really kind of taking a step back and really just, I want to take my life down to like the basics in a lot of ways. And really just focus on like the things that are really important and just cut out a lot of the bullshit in my life. Like I don't really have much spare time, but my spare time that I do have, like, I could utilize it to do a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And create better habits for myself.
Stop buying them cheap ass peacoats.
What? Nigga, my peacoats ain't cheap, nigga, and I ain't gonna stop buying peacoats. Nah, I'm actually gonna buy a whole lot more in 2019.
Just buy, make sure they real. And they ain't like $13.
They not $13 or $3.
He's arguing about that damn peacoat again.
Yeah.
It's not about to get
I'm not leaving that peacoat alone, that motherfucker, until he admit that it was $13.
It wasn't $13. But nah, honestly, that's really my thing. I just really want to work on just creating better habits and just creating good content. Like, I got a lot of stuff. Like, y'all, this year, y'all probably going to see just a lot of me spread out in a lot of different places. And it's just a lot of things that I'm seriously working on, like different projects that I'm really trying to put together and
season two, it's gonna be better. The way I'm trying to do it,
another three episodes.
Nah, this is gonna be dope. It's gonna be probably better than this.
I doubt that.
Coming for y'all next. So
That's another thing in 2019. Like, I'm serious about this podcast shit. This Thousand Air shit ain't going nowhere. We gonna do this shit.
I just got a voice, and I feel like I'm too social not to have something. Like,
but if anybody coming with the podcast beef, I ain't taking no shots. Oh. I ain't taking none of that. Like, we've been here long enough that I feel like we're established. We got our listeners. We got who fuck with us. So I ain't taking no sneak dissing from nobody. Straight like that. I ain't
taking no sneak.
Straight like that.
I ain't even gonna speak on you niggas on my shit. Like, you know, just not, look out for the nice lounge.
I'm coming for the nice lounge.
Season 2.
I'll be on the nice lounge. I ain't tripping.
Oh, yeah, we for sure gonna be on the nice lounge. Sure. You know, we talk all that shit, but you know, I fuck with you the long way.
Sure. That's we all. That's, I was telling everybody shit. We all.
That's the one thing I gotta say that before we get out of here. We've made, and I've touched on it a couple of times, but we've made, more so me, but just the show in general, made so many, like, new friends and like friends of the show. Like, I was thinking, and I actually said I wish Charlie would have came, because I really wanted to say thank you to Charlie and Amber, because we kind of met them. Like, when we met them, it was just some random shit. You don't really know the story, but we kind of just met them on some just random shit because I just admired their content, and in a lot of ways their shows was like ours. Like, if you ever listen, I don't know if you ever went and listened to them, but their show is really just like ours. But they're just so different from us.
Yeah, way different.
And that was how we kind of connected like that.
They listened to each other.
And then when everything went on.
Is that they listened to each other?
Yeah, that's really what it is.
Nah, but, you guys are just too, like, I like brothers, that's why.
Yeah, but hold on. But when everything went on, like, with our whole little studio situation, and we was just like, nah, we got to find another recording situation. Amber really came through, and it's been like, I really appreciate the fact that she's really kind of helped, like, keep us grounded throughout this year. And she's helped us really produce some good content. And she's been, like, my right hand with this whole thing. Charlie been coming all year, though, and giving us some solid advice and just keeping me and Shorts grounded together. She was half the reason me and him really didn't squabble. Every Sunday, they come through fucking us up. Every Sunday they come through fucking us up. Maybe I'm not going to the
show. I'm just saying, hurry up.
But no, I just wanted to, like, say thank y'all, though. I really appreciate how y'all came in and help us not really get things in the shape or in order, but keep our ship selling the way that it needed to sell. And dealing with our fuckery every week, because I know me and David really ain't the easiest to deal with.
Fuck no. Nigga, you ain't the easiest to deal with.
No, you're not. Believe it or not, I'm actually easier to deal with than you. You make things hard. That's something you should really work towards in 2019, is learning how to be easier to work with. Because you act like a fucking diva. You like...
Ooh, shit. My bad.
You like Mariah Carey, but the podcast version.
I'll take that. Mariah Carey, a bad bitch.
Mariah Carey ain't a bad bitch. Mariah Carey ain't been a bad bitch in like 15 years.
He sleep. You sleep. That's because
that's you like...
What do you
mean?
You
don't like bitches. Bad bitch.
I like what are your definition girls. Of a bad bitch then?
I like dark skin girls. Mariah Carey is.
I like well taken.
She got money.
I like.
She got money. Moolah. Like,
I like well
taken. Mariah Carey.
She likes she showers.
Mariah Carey.
She smell like you.
She look like she showers. Man. Like,
look, man, we gonna save this for another one. We gonna save that conversation for next year. Happy New Year's, y'all.
Happy New Year's,
y'all. Wanna follow me? Follow me as always on Instagram at FlyHiJu. You can follow me on Twitter at JujuTheG. You can follow the show on Twitter at the number 1000air. That's the numero uno, 1000air. You can follow us, the show on Instagram at the 1000airs. And if you got any questions, comments, any concerns, any listener letters or topics that you want to suggest to us for the new year, send us some DMs or send us an email to the1000airs@gmail.com. And if you want to watch my porn,
I was about to say add me on Pornhub.
And hold on, I told you about interrupting my plugs. This is why you are not going to be invited back.
Come on, Juju Kelly, you talking too much.
Stop comparing me to R. Kelly. I'm trying to tell them where they can find my porn at. But it's cool. Just DM me. I'll shoot y'all the link. We good. Go ahead.
Follow me.
Oh yeah, add me on Pornhub. A nice little. Add me on Snapchat. A nice NIICELUE.
Do you really got a Pornhub account?
No, I ain't got no fucking.
Why are you asking that nigga for that? You gonna look at
that? I'm not gonna add this nigga.
No,
I'm trying to see if this nigga really sat up and really went and made a fucking Pornhub account.
I would
account.
Never do that. I mean, I would if me and a girl was. No, all right, but look, yo, add me on Instagram, nice Lou, NIICELUE.
Nigga, yeah, be on there reposting Twitter porn. Trace OG, where can they find you at, man?
I'm trying to see the bracket.
I know. Well, y'all can follow me on Facebook. No, don't follow me on Facebook. I'm not going to add y'all. Y'all can follow me on Instagram, though. It's at greatest to ever do it, _ between all that shit. You can catch me on Snapchat. Pass the chicken. Two N's. What else? And you can follow me on Twitter.
Shorts 1000.
Tweet those twats.
You fucking retarded.
Tweet those twats.
Why is tweet those twats your catchphrase?
It's not my catchphrase. I like saying tweet those twats.
Tweet those twats has definitely become one of your catchphrases. Real quick.
It's not, but they can tweet those twats for me, though.
Look, y'all have a happy new year. We can't wait to produce all of this good content for y'all next year. We out.